Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Mem Beis. We're holding Mem Aleph Umad Beis by the Tzvai Pintlich towards the bottom, approximately 12 lines from the bottom of Mem Aleph Umad Beis. And the Gemur is quoting from the Mishnah that we learned yesterday, Echad Oimer. That was the Mishnah back on Mem Umad Aleph. If you remember, it said in the middle of the Mishnah that if you had two Aydin, one of them said, Echad Oimer Bishnayim Bechoydish, Bi Echad Omar. Oimer b'shloisha b'chodesh, eidusan kayamesh, ze yodea b'iburish l'chodesh, ze ene yodea b'iburish l'chodesh. Even though one person said the second of the month, the other said the third of the month, the eidus is mitzarev, one of them knew that the previous month was only 29 days, and the other one thought that the previous month was 30 days. And Childik Nachmul? The Gemara says that's zikr the beginning of the month. Not everybody had the pleasure of going to shul. Not everybody had a liach. Not everybody knew when was niskadish achoyish. How long does this continue on? Zuk the Gemara now mem aleph from the base ad kama bizven and how far? Rabach bachnina rabasi om Rabbi Yochanan ad ruboy shul chayish. That means by the 15th, 16th day of the month, by that time, everybody knew when Rosh Chodesh was, and therefore, by this time, if you have now two items, and one says, Lamushal, that the Masa that we're testifying about took place on Chuf, and the other one says it took place on Chuf Aleph, Ein a disan mitzterefes, ein a disan miskayemes, because now we no longer say that one knew about the Ibirish al Chodesh, one didn't know.
In other words, you have to know the calendar.
You have to, by that time, you have to know.
They knew the moon.
Because they saw the moon.
They knew the calendar every day.
Okay, I'll tell you that. Anyway, if you look at the Rashi.
No, it's at the Shtelfen. No, understand, because the moilet sometimes is off with the day. It's not going to help you, the moon.
The moon is wonderful.
It's receding. The last line of the narrow lines of Rashi on the bottom, Ad Ribishul Choydish, the Rashi, Avon Mikan V'Eilach. We're about 10 lines from the bottom. Is that two?
Yeah.
Ad Mikan V'Eilach. Kegoin echad oyim bi'esrim bi'echadim bi'esrim bi'echad loy talin be'bara chodesh dekvar shema beyumim haluli shaya chodesh mi'bar. By that time, everybody heard him. It's medish. Then I'm gemach b'shchodesh. I'm sorry.
That's what.
And by that time, if one says 20, the other says 21.
Why can't there be a mistake of one day? Just like by hours, you have a mistake of 1 hour.
You know, by hours is a mistake because people didn't have watches. You look outside in the street, you look at the sun. So it's 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock.
Yeah,
you can make a mistake.
At 11 o'clock and 12 o'clock.
Right.
Means that he's not.
So the same thing is...
Depends on what...
But when you're talking about months, so are we talking about whether the month was 29 days or 30 days? They didn't have a liach like we have today. So it depends on when the Bez Din Hagud in Yishalayim at Oskar even, that now it's Mekiddush HaChodesh. Is it on the 29th day, the 30th day, the 31st day?
Maybe we say 1 month also. The guy says this and the guy decides his ear. It's only 1 month away. It doesn't work that way. It's not
yeah. In which year? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway. Once you hit more than half of the month, much in your head, by that time everybody knows when Rish Chodesh was. Omer Rav Af and Nami Tanina, Rav bring to Charaya. We learned in the Mishnah, what happens if one says the third day of the month, the other one says the fifth day of the month, just like they didn't know whether it was Rish Chodesh was 1 day, 2 days, whether the last month was a Chusa, was a Mule, maybe this happened to Rish Chodesh in a row, people didn't know, and maybe that's why he made a double mistake. That by the time it got halfway down the Chodesh, much in your head, whether it was Rosh Chodesh 1 day, 2 days, Chuser, Mulei, so therefore, Mashing Yavis, the free Dick of Chodesh also. Not hostage Karayas, couldn't sign even by the 16th day of the month, they still didn't know. What about the 3 and 5? If Shapira Yuda, because explained Rashi, every time the Makadish the Chodesh Matke Blues in Shoifer. So therefore, they knew about the Tkiya Shoifer, they heard about the Chodesh. Bechad Shapira, Omar, or the Bach says, Omrinan the Tui. one time the gabi, one shofar, the gabi, one shchodesh, can zan a toy gevaisen. He thought it was on Monday, it was on Tuesday, thought it was Tuesday, it was Wednesday. They can toy is up. Say shapirali omed toy, but I don't say the same thing. The gabi, I'm sorry.
Where they blow shofar?
When they makadosh the chodesh.
Where?
In the bezin shtibul.
So how about the? Yeah, he lived there. He lived in another city. He didn't hear the
shofar. I'm not sure that Rashi means literally that everybody heard the shofar. I think just means to say that normally people heard when it was Rish Chodesh. However, a person can make a mistake. Chavra, chavra, chavra is like a telephone, right? Anyway.
Doesn't
Rashi
somewhere, Mishnah somewhere, that it takes 15 days till everybody heard about
Rish Chodesh? That's for Mishnah, so it's a bubble.
So maybe till he's Rish Chodesh till he gets the furthermost point.
I'm assuming the Gemara is talking about in Eretz Yisroel. So do mention blues on Gans Yur. But on Shabbos and Zichon is blues on Gans Yur. Yeah, this is my Nechal. Anyway, so one time Rish Chodesh people make mistakes. Oh, you might have taken forgot. That's last month. 2 days Rish Chodesh. 1 day Rish Chodesh. Forget. However, 2 months in a row, and this is very not messed up. Anyway, with this we've concluded the first memra of Rab Acha bar Hanina Rab Asi Rab Yochanan. Remember, he told us the din of making a mistake that Rabbi Shulchanish. Because we quoted this long list of Rabbanim, we're going to have 2 or 3 additional memras, all of Rab Acha bar Hanina Rab Asi Rab Yochanan. What's the next memra? Ad Kama Mevarchan Al Chodesh. How late in the Chodesh can you go and make the Chadesh Chadushim? As we know, the minig, we have Kiddush Chodesh. A lot of people were gemach bichas levuna nechtem anach Kiddush levuna. Until when can you make Kiddush levuna? Rabbi Isaac is a machloikis. And then we're not talking about when you can start saying Kiddush levuna. We're talking about when you until
Yossi Blaya.
It's coming.
Until the all the kafes in doof and Yossi. This nishnah is that day. Yeah, this is special. Anyway, bottom line is, Taitas doing the Gemara, Kama Mavorchan al Chodesh, until how late in the month can you go and say Kiddush Levuna? Zukt Rabbi Yochanan, or Acha bar Hanina, Rabbi Asi, Rabbi Yochanan, Achismali be Gimusa, until the Pagam of the Levuna is full. As we know, you start off the Levuna, it starts off a small crescent, and it keeps on growing and growing until the 15th day of the month when it's the full the milia. So at this month, so kama, how much is it? Yaakov Idiom Ravida ad Shiva until the 7th day of the month. According to Rav Yaakov Idiom Ravida, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can only be Mekadesh Lavuna until the 7th day, not more than that. The Doi Amri ad Shishusa. Sorry?
That's
not right. Shiva is full. Hey, twice. What do we say? Ad Shishus until the 16th of the month. Mr. Ma'ad Veloy Ad Bechlal, I mind until it's Bimaliyah. What's the Machoikis of Travai? Top of it. Sorry? He is in Kerech. We're not talking about the day of the month. All of these cheshbonos are from the Moed. Now the question is, what's the machlokes? Everybody holds like Rabbi Yochanan. This whole memra is chalz kibayin Rabbi Yochanan. Now, what's the machlokes? Ha lemehevi ki yasra, ha lemehevi ki napia. When we talk about filling up the begam, the shal is vus mait min mit deng. The word yasra means the string that you have on the bow of a person who is an archer and goes and shoots arrows from above. Let's look at the top. Rashi Tabayik Rabbi Yochanan. Builders of Rabbi Yochanan pligi. They both agree that Rabbi Yochanan said Achis Ismali Pigimusa. The shal is vus mait. The Achis Ismali Svidali mi vus halten zeyo. Rabbi Sova Milui Pigimos. The coming Rabbi Yochanan may have a ki yasra. The have a ki mo yasser shal keshes. Shetahei ko pigimas ha keshes malaya ad ha yasser. The haine chatsi ego. So, picture in your mind, what does a bow look like? It's this semicircle, which is attached by both ends with a string. Exactly. So that whole, when the whole thing is filled in, so now you filled in the entire bow until the asra, until the bow string.
That's on the 7th.
And that's on the 7th, because that's half of the moon. That's the pigam that we were mamalit. Tiny chatzi igul. Behind the safe shivi. The neder isavre no mili pigima de kam rabbiachan atehavi ki nafya. Nafya means a sieve. A sieve is agula be miluasa. It is round. And therefore we're talking to them the mili halavana, which means a full 15 days from the original moilid halavuna. Therefore, he says until 7, because he says it's like the asra. He says 15 like the nafya.
7 is not half of 15.
We're not doing that.
Not half. He can't go in 7 and a half.
Anyway,
so Rashi explains that according to the Behida that holds that you can only make the Kiddush Halavuna, the Brucha Mechadish Chadushim, until day number 7, let him hold that from 7 until 15, let's make the Brucha Batoi Vamaitiv. Why? Says Rashi, because from that point on, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is native to the Welt by adding further and further Levuna. So it's Moisif Lehuir Le'olam. We have now more light every single day from 7 until 15. After 15, it starts to decline. But until 15, it keeps on growing and growing. So let's make a bruch atoy v'amaitiv. Omalei, so you enter the back. Uti kichusa mimavarchinen. Dayna emes. Deliver atoy v'amaitiv. So he said, if after the 15th day, when it starts declining, if we would start making a brucha, dayana emes, the nebuch, the world's light keeps on diminishing day after day, because the moon's light is diminishing, no, it would be a swoon to go and say that from 7 to 15 we should go make a toiva maitin. But since we don't make dayana emes, we're not going to make a toiva maitin. So for 18 more, livrachin and tevai, why don't we do both? Every single month from 7 to 15 we should go make a toiva maitin, and from 15 and on we should go make the brucha of dynamic. Since this happens on a monthly basis, we don't make a bruch. What's pshat over here? So if you look at Rashi, about 10 lines from the top, it's now becomes like part of nature. Even though every single day of the week and every day, every minute of the day, that he gives light and he gives air and he gives breath and he gives panusa, but since it becomes like oilam kimin hugai, it becomes part of nature, we no longer really fully appreciate it, so we should be able to go and make azamin brucha, azoi, tzi, azoi. Good, so that was the second memra. Nukha memra. Vim rabacham rachanin om rabasi om rabi yoichanan. Kal mavurach ala chodesh vizmanoi ki ilim mekabu panei shchina. Anytime that you do kiddush a chodesh, besides kiddush levuna, vizmanoi like we do it, oh, then it's as if mekabu gwen ashtik shchina. Why? Comes to tell you that every time you're mechadish levuna, it's as if you're mekabel ashtik shchina. And the more continues on to the Rabbi Shmuel. What does this mean? Explains Rashi. If this was the only mitzvah that a Kodesh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, not Nishka Tayag mitzvah, one mitzvah of Kiddush Levuna, and we've been Mekayim that mitzvah, for daim alayin wot gewesen, it genick the ganze Yiddishkeit and the ganze Heilige Teure. So you look at the Rashi dying on the side, so the Rashi dying, Iloi Zuchi le mitzvah cheres. If Klal Yisrael would not have received Nishka Shabbos and Nishka Paisach and Nishka Lil Venesrik, El Lezi, Shemekam b'nei Shechina, Pa Machas b'choydish, Kinamuran, that would already be a gewaldig zach, a tremendous schiz that we makabel pnei shchina once a month.
We don't say the mamma before. I mean, the whole thing here is coming out from the mamma before, from the chosh zeh and the chosh alechem.
No,
from zeh kelim amvei.
Why don't we say this as part of the yeah? Why don't we say this?
What we're saying is Shmuel. That's only. After the Gemara before, yeah.
Maskim, yeah, it continues on. It's a Hemshech. She's asking, why don't we say this in Kiddush Levuna? I know. Mukim Nicham Lechem is God and Boy, the next edition of us, they can't see like in the Chapovet. Okay, sure. Ich kem Rishtai. Omer Abayi Hilchach Nemrini Me'imid, which is also, of course, part of what we say by Kiddush Levuna. What is the Hilchach Nemrini Me'imid? Zog Rashi. If it's been Mekabu B'nei Shechina, no, he should stay off. Peter Zoy by Egloin of Kishtan when he heard from Ehud, oh, he has a message, Kodesh Baruch Hu, of Kishtan, we're being Mekabu B'nei Shechina, we should stand up for the Heilige B'Shef. Good. Mreim Marzitra Mekafi Umavorchi. Mreim Marzitra, who were already infirm, Shishimen Elter Yidin, how did they go and stand? They had their helpers, their attendants come and Yeh the Shamas, the Gehofen, Ferintim, Feroim, that you should be able to stand, Bishas, Kiddush Levuna. Omli Rabach Ravashi, the Maruba Mavorchi, Burich Machadish Chadushim. In Eretz Yisrael, when they used to go in Kiddush Levuna, it was very, very abbreviated, very short. Burich Ato Hashem of the Kenyan Melech Oilam, Machadish Chadushim, Gyanik. Omalei, when Ravashi heard this, he said, Hai Nashi Didon Nami Mivorchi, Tus Inzravaba Ken Och Machanazam Min Brucha. What did he mean by that? So that already depends on which Svurim you look into. Some say this Bederach Bevshvach and say this Bederach Kanai. Pusha Bederach Kanai is, that we're saying is, that Rav Ashi knew that there was a much longer Nisach, and the Gemara is going to bring that longer Nisach in another moment, which is a Nisach basically that we have in our Sidurim that we use still today. And he says this abbreviated Nisach, anybody could say, even Froen, who Bederach Klal were ignorant in those days, because they didn't go to Siankif, and didn't go to Beis Ruchel, and to Beis Mushka, or whatever, and therefore Chayim Mushka, and therefore... The meaning is of Abatinish, because it's one of the mitzvahs say, Shazman Grumah, although there are other mitzvahs, Shazman Grumah, the Vav of Unginim Fazich, like until this Lilav, Kedoymot, Kiya Shoifer, but this, Abatinish, and Tiginim, and so therefore, the author. Yeah.
It's mashma that, like,
he means that they could.
They could have made this bruch also.
They could. It's such a short bruch.
They're not making the bruch because they're making especially a long bruch. They shouldn't make it.
This is what happened when the Ragachov met the Arsameach. He gave him sefer Arsameach to Ragachov. He looked at it. So Ragachov asked the Arsameach, "Zog the emes, yedos kishubin zayvay."
Who is the Arsameach?
Anyway, Sahana Nashi Didon Namim Mavorchi, Edus is Nishka Kabrucha, so he was mere Yin Tin, Avabaki Machazabrucha. Hell, look at Vida, the Yamad of Yida, Burach, what's Taka the Brucha, Burcha Tashabakin Melchoyam, Ashima Murubur Shokim, of the Epipkal Swam, Kaisman of Simple Shanis Kafida, Susan is Michael Master, Saint Koina, Poil Emish, Lusan Emish, Luna, which is Hazi, Terrence, the Vedas of Yiz, Wudam, Shem Hasib, Vedas of Yiz, etc. But now, since we say this every single month, it will be kedai just to go through the Piddush and Milas at least once. Some of this and Vos Mezut. So,
Yitzigalike when you said it, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah, that's the portion.
No, that's what the pshat on them. And the reason why ladies can say it is because even
in Unshem Marcus,
he has.
That's the second pshat of Marshu, not the first pshat.
Without the Shem's name.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, beginning back to Emor Shkoyach. What we just heard now from Eli HaKoyin was Mashu says two pshutim according to the second pshat Baruch Machadosh Chadushim, he's leaving out the Shem in Malchus, the reason why, so that women should be able to go and say it b'shas nidusa b'shas nidusa. Sorry,
women should not be b'shas
because they're I didn't see any reason that they shouldn't.
He's
saying something else. Yeah, he's saying that you don't need the reason why the Gemara left out Shem in Malchus. The Derech Klal, if you go Mesechta's Bruchas, when it goes through all Nisach HaBruchas, sorry,
what do the kids with women do with Amoisi? I'm asking, I mean, it has to make sense.
As they should, and this one for the Chassidus of Mashu is the Mashu. Anyway, Rabbi said, let's not get off track. Let's go.
Listen, Moisi gives him a hand in Morgen. You can make Moisi a ganzen talk. This is talking about Kiddush Levona Pahama Choydish. She's in the she wants to have a baby, and the Levona is there. She can't do it tomorrow.
Okay, anyway. Let's touch the Vetafin Debrucha. Asher b'mamurai burush chukim. This is referring to the Asura Mamurai's Nivro Oilam. A Kodesh Baruch Hu had b'shaf in the Welt b'mamur. Burush chukim. Chukim is one of the seven heavens. Murit in Chagiga rechem those alazim. Chukim is one of them. I'm sorry?
And the moon is in the
chukim. Oh, zayigit. A Kodesh Baruch Hu had b'shaf in the chukim. A b'viach piv and with the hevel piv from the Kodesh Baruch Hu, from this wind. Kol tzvuam. All of the constellations and all of his shamusim up in Shemayim that do everything. He gave each one a schedule when they should be active. The sun during the day and the moon at night and the stars at night, etc. They shouldn't go mishana the tafkid. You shouldn't have the sun at night. You shouldn't have the moon during the day. Each one has his tafkid. So you want to ask about the eclipse? How come the moon was during the day?
The year that the moon should go at a certain time and it should turn and everything should, and it should happen. This includes everything is the Vegas starts from then already. It's exact question.
Everybody agrees to what you're saying. Nobody disagrees.
No, but that's not. That's yeah. I don't want you to say. saying Sunday is every day. I don't know why you're saying Sunday is day and moon is night. That's not the, that may not be the point. The point is for Shani Sakim that they keep on moving in a certain
and that what do they move?
He set it up. He set it up that way. That he set it up really.
I'm asking to you 1000%. Susan is Michael Master saying Kainim and whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu set up their schedule, they do besimcha. How do I know? Zutrashi was stating pusik uses kigibar luditz oirach is referring to the tzvum that they go and do it mitasimcha. Continuing on, peyali emes pilus and emes. The peyali emes Zutrashi hein sheena mishadim esidram. They go and do their pillah. They do their work. The emes. They're on time and they don't go and start late. They don't start early. The sun nishbanach and the moon nishbatug. That's the lushan of our Gemara. That's not the lushan that we have in our brucha. In our brucha we say poil emes shepilusay emes belushan yuchin, not piali emes. So toisis, the top toisis piali emes pisha kintre she'ein mishanem esedron the ista guras poil emes vakudish baruchikoy shebe emes ubedin miyato to the levuna lachik oma bozochi v'lalvuna oma shetis chadish, that the levuna is going to have a chiddish after that. So therefore in our nisach is not referring to that they do their Pe'ilah be'emes. Now, Kadosh Baruch Hu, when He created Shemayim ve'uretz metiala tzvuam al to the gemach be'emes, that the pe'ilah should be be'emes.
Yeah, that's what I think he's saying. Poel emes, Baruch Hu is poel emes shavu se'emes. He merely had to tell the Levuna because originally there was no Kaddish Levuna. Levuna was Shnei Moiris and Shnei Moiris Gedolim. They were both the same.
You're doing a beautiful. I understand beautifully. The only problem is if this miyat the levuna is referring to is kegin ibe the chama, then why does Toys say achi koma busochi? But this chadish, you have nothing to worry about. You're going to be mechadish. What means mechadish?
That you're going to mechadish yourself. I guess it was a regular ma'ir itself.
Right.
Wasn't Captain Kal from the shemesh? It was a ma'ir itself.
Right.
And it was a whole time regular.
Right.
Now because of the chet, it had to be, there was no, it has to go around, and it's, you have part of the month that it's, it has, every month has to be Kaddish.
That's part of the miyat alavuna.
Yeah.
Push up miyat alavuna is that it's smaller.
That's what
it's now, bigger and it's smaller.
That's why you have to tell the alavuna now, Kaddish test, where it has to be Kaddish.
And then it's going to fill up like the sun, or it's going to still be fill up only like the moon? It's going to be mechadish, taket. It's going to be full b'miliyah
all the time,
100%. But it's still not going to be a tikkun of the original. If you're telling me the Kadosh Baruch Hu retzach legabe the original machloket v'shen chama levuna, they were both the same size. Kadosh Baruch Hu was mamayet it, and that's what he's every month he's being mechadish it. Mit the ganze chiddush, it now becomes full b'miliyah. It's gevaldik, it's beautiful, but it's still only a fraction of the size of the sun. Anyway, so mishkanaf kimina. Bottom line is our gemara is talking about piali emes on the chama levuna itself. And Toysa says the other gears, the poil emes, which is what we have, is referring to Kadosh Baruch Hu, that everything that he does, Allah's on pillars is in that.
It happens to be this gesture, the very kind of
gesture.
The kesher would have been Aymul HaChodesh.
After the Shir, not the Shir can learn
from. Kaya brings the gesture, and he brings the whole thing here. I think it's just what that's said. I think it's just what that's
said. So please look it up and you let us know. Well, Vuna Omer Shit Tishadish Ateres Tiferes Lamise Vutan. Now this is references to Tishadish, the Vuna should go and fill up. This is an ateris, this is like a crown, teferis of glory. La misevutin is referring to us, b'nei Yisru. And it's telling us, Raboisai, since you count the days of the year, not based on the solar calendar like the Goyim, but you go and base it on the Levuna, as Levi in Zerahim, so therefore this is a simon, that just like the Levuna each month is machavish itself, and it gets bigger and bigger, same thing, you amisebutan, you that were carried in the beten of a Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yuchol, you're also heinasinu neschadish kemoisa, you're also going to be machadish eventually, then Mashiach kemen, and it's a rose kind from the bitre gulis. Let's look at the Rashi, Ateres Seferis, and Mitten of the Umid, Ateres Seferis with Rashi. Ateres Hizi, that the Levuna keeps on increasing in size, this is La Misevutan. This is a crown for us of Misevutan. Misevutan is a pusik in Yishai, and I'm soon going to be corrected by Biyasanish in Yishai. But anyway, La Misevutan means those that are carried in the womb by Kodesh Baruch Hu Kavi Yuchel. Simen Hilehem, Sh'af Hein, Shemoinim, we that count La. To the Levunim, Asinim Leschadish Kemoisa Bigalisa and Kemoisa. When we go in Nebuchadnezzar and Gulis now, Bigalusan, Bigdilusan, oh,
Bigdilusan.
Very good. The Kemoisa Levoy Liyotim. Simiat Hashem. That's one of the reasons we do the Kiddush Levunim, because that's a simon for us. That we rabbis are also eventually going to be in the Schadish, just like the Levuna. No, the little Balkim.
Yeah. Tif Tzim Luchum Luch Shleim.
Uh-huh.
And that was the, that's the, he went up to the
last one, so
I'm going to take
you.
Well, the foil, the Yoitzah, Mashen, Kavoy, Malchisai, and we are going to Mefarit into the Heilig Veshef, it's the Yoitzah. Burichat, Hashem, Mechadish, Kudushim. Good. Get right to Sheik and Pusiki Sabah Sahbilois Tasal Khumal Khumal. Why are we bring this again the same Madhyuma Mabach Bachaninam Rabasi Umrab Yoichanam? The ni at the Muitum Khamtashul Toira, who can go and wage the Muhammad Toira? In other words, who is a Groisa Talmud Chochem? The Mishi Yesh Biyuda Khaviva Shell Mishnah, the person who has tremendous bikiyas. How? Because the Tachbulois is a solution of Khavilois. Khavilis Mata Peklach. Peklach from Mishnayas and from Brises and for Reb Chaims and for Bogbel and for the Allegrace. Tzadikim and Kedoshim, and therefore Daf Shnel Upland, because after that, since he has all of this ideas, it can arose came Macham to Shul Toyer. But someone who only learns five Blatahin and five Blatahin, that's a goodness. Kuri Rav Yosef and Avshir Rav Yosef said about himself, for Daf Tavuois be Koyach Shor. Vos Hotz is the team mit Rav Yosef. So everybody knows the famous Machloikim between Rav and Rav Yosef, which is greater, Sinai or Oiker Hurim. Rav Yosef's Gemurah was a Sinai. He had encyclopedic knowledge of Gans Kola Treira Kila, Pinto Zoivim, but he gave him by Har Sinai. Vos Hotz is the team mit Koyach Shor mit Rav Tviyos. Simura says the end of Masecht is Hoydis, Hakel Tzrichen Lemore Chitche. Everybody needs the wheat merchant because he can't live without buying wheat and making challahs and bread and matzahs, etc., etc. That's the reference to the Rav Tviyos. Koyach Shor, it says about Yosef Atzadik, Bechor Shoyrei Hudaloi Mekani Reim Karnav, Behem Amin Yenagach, etc. So it's like in Torah, the Gabi Rav Yosef, about Yosef. So even though it's talking about Yosef in the Torah, but this here has to Rav Yosef, so therefore he said about himself, Rav Tviyos, I have the Madrega of being the Sinai, I have the Indian of the Mori Chitya, the Koyach Shor, that's a reference to Yosef. Look at the second choices quickly, Rav Tviyos, Mishim the Yosef, Ikri Bechor Shor, Kidachsi Bechor Shor, Hudulay, in Baal Shmiz, in Baal Chitya, Baal Chitin, Kidi Oma, Hakam Sikha Mori Chitya, the Amir Bishalik, Hori is Rav Yosef Sinai, back to the Imura, back to Echaroim Bishtei Shuois, the Echaroim Bishuloi Shuois, then you can be Mitzat. What happens if someone says this Maaser Tzicha Chuli Levachas took place 5 minutes before Netzachama, and this one said 5 minutes after Netzachama? Edisa Mateila, because that's a klur azach mezaitach when the chama starts shining.
It must be half an hour.
So it's not half an hour. It was 15 minutes before, half an hour before. This, yep. Shita, afraid Moshe Chadov, who should make him look the cannon went Netzachama. Ela Echam Nukodim Netzachama, Yechon Oimer Betoichanet, or the Bachas Yirsa Benet. In other words, this one said have before the nets, and this one said not after the nets. We said at the nets itself. So Shmur Nami Pshita Mezeita. Ma'u the same Habegilia Kui. This person was out in the open and he was looking to go and see the nets. Vizeriri the Alma Hidachuza. Really, truly, it was not yet Netzachama, but he started seeing what appeared to him to be those initial rays, and he mistook it as if it's Oh, Toshishoi Netzachama. It's noch abyssal free. That's what I would say, and therefore they're really both saying the same thing in Adisan Kayemes. I have this every single time when we go from America to Eretz Yisrael. Everybody at 2 o'clock in the morning, they take abyssal left, Oh, Shishoi Netzachama, we can shadam, and half of the time people are davening when you can still daven Marav and they already daven Shachris, they're davening too early. Sorry?
Chaytables.com?
Oh, dang it. On the plane itself, that was the plain truth. We looked outside, see then guns and guns. It's, oh, but it says over here 3:32. All right, good. Anyway, we got the vat again.
If you're on one side of the window, one window is light, one window is dark.
This is Akazak Minkimura. He's saying on one side he saw the light. Oh, Netzachama. The other guy didn't see the light before. Screw him, Netzachama.
Somebody could fly on a plane. Somebody was on one side of the plane.
Okay, the Achach Manizim Vechili is going on that it says in our Mishnah that if one of the Talmidim raises his hand and he says, I have a schiz, then we go and push him forward and we promote him for the day. That was the Lushan Mishnah, right? Yeah, state the Mishnah. Echmatun, Yeshlev, Schiz, Vos Titman Fader Talmud, Malin Oisai, we promote him, we give him an upgrade. Umoshivin Oisai Beneyam, Vloya Yoyrin Misham, Kol Hayoim Kiloi, Agan Satuga Gizitzin Sanama Medigrois, Gedalem, the Grois, the Dayanim.
I couldn't watch.
I'm sorry?
He could not.
The Shona Machlekes is a shal in the Mepharshim. The Gemur doesn't address it, but in the Mepharshim, Machlekes, what he could vote. Boshim said he could not vote. This is no Abaderach Kuvit. I'm Anduzung Efshiyah. But anyway, this is showing Tifa. Now the Mishnah says, Yesh Mamish Medvurav, if he taka said to the Zach, Shemiloi, the head to Moses, what he had to say. That's the problem. Because if he's going to be on the Bezdin, he's 23, now he's 24. Does that mean we disqualify somebody else? So the Choyer, Abi Pashas, the Stimmer Abiyun, Yin HaKoyin, is Gerecht. Abulamasa, it's a fertile ground for the Mepharshim, they discussed. But getting back to Agamur, it says, Mashvan in Zermishna Oisayoin, only that day he was promoted, the Suloi, but I'm Shetuk and Bryce, and Yesh Mamish Bedvurav, if it was Mamish, he sat there on the main bench together with the grace of Dayanim forever. Then you leave him sitting there again to talk. Because otherwise it's on a bizoyin. For 5 minutes, Taka, we promoted him. But once we listen to what he had to say, that's a knowledge kind. Go back to the back of the room, or the front of the room. So therefore we let him stay. Come to Chois, that if he said mamushes, then we leave him there, li'oilam. But in the Mishnah Zuktach, that he only leave him that day. Our Mishnah Taka talk about a case of where there was no mamish bedvurav, and that's why we only left him that day. But if Yesh Mamish Bidwurav, we would take to leave him for the rest of his life. On the big bench.
That's 24.
So that's what we're talking about, because that's what your father was asking before. Does he have a vote or not? Pushes the Mepharshim, he does not have a vote. But other Mepharshim, he does have a vote. So the Mepharshim are shoykel on this inyan. Why did the Gemara assume in the Havamina that we're talking about Yesh Mamish Bedvurav to Frank Akasha? The Braisa said, and Yesh Mamish Bedvurav, he stays there, the Oilam. And if there's no Mamish Bedvurav, then it's only one day. So what was the Gemara's Kasha? The Kasha is because the Mishnah line Zuktuk, right? If he finishes, so he would apparently thought in the Hamamina that this all goes together as one, that he would stay there Agantatug, and because he had Mamish Bedvurav, we'll listen to him. So now the Gemara is saying the Teretz, that the first part is talking about if there's no Mamush Bedvurav, then he stays there one day. And Yesh Mamish Bedvurav, we'll listen to him, and then he can stay already. Is Machloikas also forgot that Oilam, does Oilam mean for the rest of his life? Or the Oilam means for the length of this court case? Because this court case can go on, as you know, from the lawyers, they like to go and drag it out, it can go on for another 6 months. Is the Oilam Kinzan, Nuchaz Exchadushim, and he doesn't mean for him.
What happens
to 72
people there besides him?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. This is the problem. If he has no vote, can Azitzim be a vote? There's a problem. If he has a vote, it's on Tunis, Bezin Shukul. This is what everybody's asking the same question. We continue on. Matzaloi Schis, and then it says, if they didn't find the Schis, what would we do? We tell them we go home, and we tell them not to eat too much, and they should not drink wine. Why shouldn't they drink wine? A sheikha. Roizen means like the rulers. A sheikha. They should not be mishtaka. They should not get drunk. Here, we're not talking about rulers, but we're talking about people that are dealing with Ruzish Oilam. What's my Ruzish Oilam? So the Dritte Toises, Hein Dina Nefashis. Those are the secrets of life. Those are the secrets of the world. Life. Oh, when you're dealing with Dina Nefashis, Al Yishtakru, make sure not to become shikha. Drink Mish Kabak. Right. State in the Mishnah, Leirui Mai, Vus is the Leirui. So at the end of the Mishnah it said, we add Moisef 2, 2, 2 until you get to 71. And then what happens if at the end of 71 you have 36 against 35, then you try to continue deliberating as long as possible. What was the Lushan on Mishnah? Dunan Eili Kenegin Eili, Ad Shiruah, Echem and Machayv and Dibram Mazak until finally somebody turns to the other side. So either the Schis or Rashi brings very more before the Chayva, but we don't want to talk about Chayva, because Lishnam Al Yenokat, until somebody changes their mind. Exactly. Freit Timur, that's right. Freit Timur, Loi Rui Mai, what happens if nobody changed their mind? Then we tell him, Mister, we can't go and Tati, we can't go Mizaki, we can't be Machayev you, but we let him go home. We let him go home. Hung jury. If that's the case, why does the Mishnah say Dunam Eli Kenegad Eli? As soon we got to 71, 36 again 35, and the vote was 36 Lechayv and 35 Lizakai. Finished. What do we have to continue the deliberations for? Well, Shoinahim again. What are we wasting our time? What means Mirvuvin? Says Rashi, it's a Gnai Lebezin Shiyetim B'machloikis Ven Yodim Ligmaris Adin. The Ganze Welt. They weren't able to come to a final decision. So let's try to continue deliberations until finally we can get a majority either one way or the other. But if you can't, Mekanish, Mekanish. You know, if you tried for a whole day, a whole week, a whole month, Mekanish. So eventually, there was another version, Kimat the same. We said in Amish, if you have 23 and it's 12 against 11, 12 against 11, Lechayev, you keep on adding 2, 2, 2 until you get to 71. What do you need it for? If they're hung jury at 23, what do you have to go through the whole thing for? Just like you don't have 72, 73, you stop at 23, and that's it. Rabbi Yisai, you don't add, finish, stop. Turn the button. When you finish by Dini Mominis, you use the words Nizdakin Hadin, but at the end of Din Nefashis, you don't say Nizdakin Hadin. Doesn't mean Koshtina. Koshtina explains Rashi means Ashvere Din Torah, very complicated, very convoluted, very intricate, very, very difficult. So you only say that by dinner mominus. You don't say by dinner fascist. Fake more ipkumi boile. Pink faker dinner fascist is certainly much more chomer than dinner mominus to go and say that Sashver a peckled is dinner mominus, and by dinner fascist you don't say it.
After it's all over?
At the end of the dintoyer. It says Zirishver. Look at Ashi Koshdina. You'll see all the way at the end of the Gemara that that's all the way at the end. In other words, they've gone through this already a long time, and they're saying, Rabbi Yisai, this is Oy Shver, we still have to continue deliberations while Sazai is Eishver. You're right. It's not Mamish at the end, but it's after already a long term. Okay, fine. Rabbi Yisai, ich mask with that. Let's look at Rashi Koshdina, Zokin Din Zer.
That they can't finalize.
And that's right, Rashi says the Tzurich Lahamtin boy.
Mashmah can't finalize.
Okay, in other words, you're saying the choice is already the next step. Rashi's Koshdina, Zokin Din Zer, Shnout Din Taida, for Umik Zay Zay Tif, for Kush Zay Shver, the Tzurich Lahamtin boy, we have to sit down, and we have Nachsat, we have to deliberate more and more and more, and because it's very difficult.
We
convene tomorrow, maybe convene for another week, we need a lot of time, it's a very difficult. So that you only say within the moment. And this by din the fascists, if anything, is punk faket, but din the fascists, you always move it to the next day. If malin is a din, and you find new chivim, vati you malinin. So what's going on over here? Ibchum you boil it. It's umrathin about manoich, vishimadav, vishmeidav, achim, reidav, ikka, epoch, taka punk faket. In other words, within the fascists, you say this dark and a din. It's so schwer, we have to continue on again and again and again. By saying by din the moment is try to pass it quickly, you don't have to go and keep on extending it. Ravashi, oh my loyalum, loy tepoch. Is Dakar Adin, Chacham Dina. What's my Chacham Dina? Says Rashi says over here towards the end, Chacham Dina, Yufa Hemaratuni al Birioi. We should know we really went through it with such great clarity and such great depth. Then Echem Mimeni Tzurch Lahapach Ladakti. Boy, you don't have to be Dakti anymore, it's a Shana Lady. They know him came to the fascist. Shab Shigamri, and you dock the Kayach, the Imtulis Chis Machzirin Esa Tin. So, but in a moment, is you try to go and put a finality and say, Rabbi Yisai, we went through it top to bottom, Al Achivis Furim, Al Achroinim, Mitkitcher Haim Game, he did a good job. Well, by Din Nefashis, you don't say that because you can always come back again another time. Thank you, Marmay Svei. Gurul Shabbat Ayunim, Oymer, Nizdakin Adin. At the end of the Din Torah, the Gurul Shabbat Ayunim says, Nizdakin Adin. He amid Bishloim Machacham. Amdina had Yom Gudel. Telling me the Gudel Adina, like the Rosh Bezdin says that we did a good job, I can understand the Gudel, he has the right to go and use such term. Eliyamas Koshdina, Loi Sagid Loi Umar Gudel, Ksivi the Kamichsef Nafshe. We're telling him that he has to go and abuse and insult himself and say about himself, Rabbi Sai, we tried our best, but this is just too difficult for us. Man Langa Boat, Skait Nachalz, this is Dafzan Lenga, says Azah Shmer, it didn't turn. Since he's saying about himself, is that Kondish? He can't come to a conclusion. It is the Chabisha. So to my end, no, nevertheless, it makes sense that he should take us, and it's one thing if he says about himself, Kenish Tzikim and Tzia Tzapsak. But if others say as they never had to try to kenish, or he's not, he doesn't learn in depth enough, it's a grass of the bisha as a friend is also. Ikri Amid, there was another version, big faket. Amid, which was like, Koshtina, Koshtina, Master Zayish, Shver, Hayden, and Dream, Spice, me, Adam, and Rechay. Then I understand why the Zukin Habez and Zuktis. Eliyamis Chachamnina Gudul Ashbich Meshavach Nafshei. So they can patch in the bulk and say, Rabbi, we did such a good job. Matazoi Gidke Paskin. Foxiv Yalel Chazor Veloy Picha. Somebody else should go and give you Taylor's Tishbuchais, but not you yourself. Everything Moshani Milton the Beidina the Agudol Ramya. Everything having to do with Psak. Mizrach the Gudel Zug, the Rishbezin, he's the one that has to issue the Psak. Kid, not like we learned before in the Mishnah. Gomri is the Dover, one day we're finishing. Hoye Machmis and Oysan, they would bring everybody back into the courtroom. Kudushibidunim, Oyme Ishboni Ata Zaka, Ishboni Ata Chai. So therefore, Zug lets the Rashi, Aguru Ramya, Vafilid, the Wurim Shoshvahi, Oyme. Since he has to go and close the case, he has to go and say who's right, who's wrong, the he and the her. So he's going to be the one that's going to say whether it's convoluted and difficult, or he's going to go and say, Borch Hashem Rabbi. We did a beautiful job. Everything is crystal clear. And we start about new parags of the Mishnah. Finally, we finished the whole court case. In other words, everything is going in a procession. The previous parak talked about all of the rules and regulations, b'chakhiris and b'dikis, m'freit, when a decent kayemis, a decent b'tayla. Now, nigma din sheshona leidik, and unfortunately, it was l'choiva that we're going to execute this person. Is Moitzian Oisai the cycle? So Rashi immediately points out, Avada Sachtu Arba Mrs. Dezen, why do we chap un skila? Again, we're going to go in order. In the order of the Arba Mises Bezin, first we're going to start Skila, and the later Mishnahis are going to talk about Srei Veherig Vecherig. Good. So what's Moitzin Oysa the Cycle? We're taking out now to Nebuch to Skila, Vietus. Base of Skila, Hayachitz the Bezin. The base of Skila was outside of the Bezin. Shenemat in the Pusu Befeish, Hoitius and Makalu, El Michitz la Machana. We're going to talk about how many Machnas in the Gemur. So you have to take him out, so we're not going to go and do it on the Pesach Bezin Macha Skila, but rather we take him out. What's the reason? Why is it Rashi? Because we don't want to go and say about him that the Bezin is a Bezin Kat. Lunas Megedka and Hargina mentioned, so therefore we push them further. Rashi doesn't say here; it says later on the Gemara Mi'as Hashem. Anyway, we go and take him out. Shteit Yetz Vata Echad Oymen Al Pesach Bezin Vasidrin BeYudai. He had one person who would stand outside the Bezin, and he had flags in his hands. He had such handkerchiefs in his hand. Vesis Ruching Mimani, and then there was a horseman that was a little bit further down. How far was he? Kadesh Shehi Rayei. So that one could see the other, that the horseman could go and see the person next to the bezin that was holding the Sidrim B'Yudai. What's the purpose of all of this? Because Oimer Echad Yeshli Lamed of Schiz. If somebody says Ichabas Schiz for this defendant, as soon as he said that, who does he say that to? He says it in the bezin shtivel as looks to the dayunim. Rabbi Yisai, I found the Schiz. And then immediately they call this fellow who's standing outside, and they tell him, Schnell, Schnell, go and start waving. Halloy Meina Besidra, and he starts waving with the flags, with the handkerchiefs, Samachan Aganza Gerida Aganza waving. And therefore, Sisrot, so the person who's the horseman, as they took that the Yenet Kemach met the Sidran, say Schnell, Loifte mit the Sis, and Imamidan, and he stops the executioners that are ready to go and execute Rachmun al Islan, this fellow. Even after the Gemadim, because we're Machziran, Letoiv, Machziran, Leschis. And even if the defendant himself says Yeshalam alat mischis, Icha gets the mant yet upsa achieves not to be hida, and therefore I want to have the schis and take me back. He has to be talking at the tachlis anish nor shdisim. The Gemara is going to ask, In the first case, when somebody came into the Bezin Shtivu, and he looked like it's a tunnel, it's chis, and therefore they told the other guy, go and start waving with the handkerchiefs, and then the sis went to go and be mavet just for shteich. But the people that are taking him to execute him, labs after them, tamid chachomim, they could be just, you know, the people that have the job never to push him off the cliff. So, how will we know yesh mamish mitzvurav? How do we know what he's saying makes any sense? That's going to be mentioned tomorrow's Gemara, and the Gemara is going to talk about that. Yeah. Very nice.
Now you're gonna say
very nice, very nice, very nice. Zuki Mura. That's why some people when they dance, they also act like Sisim Rechav, etc. Okay. Zuki Mura. Ibeis Askira with the jumping up and down to the ceiling, Ochtu Amakarv then. Good. Yeah, okay, let's go to Yimur Yetzim. It's mashma that outside a bezin, in other words, there had to be some distance, because we're talking about if you needed one person to do waving, you have to have a sis, mizach zanich vayse, half a mile or whatever it was, a few blocks. It's mashma chitz lebezin hava v'siloi. What time you threw up rice, it's kilo chitz leshulish machnois. The bezin kilo is far away. Shulish machnois. Rashi immediately points out, of course, we're talking about Yerushalayim that had three machnas, the machnas Shechina, machnas Levia, and the machnas Yisroel. But he says that v'hi adin to all the other places in Eretz Yisroel, chas v'shom, will be executed. It means chitz machna, means outside of the city. Whatever the city limits were, beyond that, they had the Beis Haskila. So why are you telling me that this is Dafka talking about chitz lebezen? Kirik Amis, 100% correct. Avada Nevada, it wasn't just Chitz Lebezin, it was also Chitz from the Alish Shulish Machnes. Next one. Why does it say in the Mishnah? Not community. Nufik beidina. The use of chitz l'shulish machnes of dina beis eskila chitz lebezin ki echlein mischazi bezin rotschim. What happens if the time comes where the bezin, for whatever reason, decides we're no longer going to sit within the city limits? We're going to move out of the city limits. And Rashi gives a Beishvil, because in Yerushalayim there were two separate Sanhedrin Ketanois, and therefore maybe there would be too much in the city, after concurrence or whatever, and therefore the decision was we're going to move one outside. So now one is now is official Bezin Shtibel is outside of the city limits. So Mavisin, don't make the Beis Haskila right next to the Bezin, but Vata, you have to go Mimarchik even beyond the city limits, beyond the Bezin. Why? Of 23.
So we're talking about the
Bezin HaGadol of 23, not of 71.
Based on the because if they left the can't kill anymore.
That's correct. That we had yesterday morning. Correct. But we're talking about Shteis and Hedris Ksanas. If you look at Rashi, nothing Beidina in the middle of the Yomid, the Kovi Mukim Havad Shalahem Chitzlir, that gets a Vekishtel, they establish the new place, the base of Ad, outside the city limit. Keep going. Shteis and Hedris Ketanah Shayubi Yishalayim, Achaz Al Pesach Hazub, Yachaz Yishav Al Pesach Har Habayis, V'chein Kol Shari Ruyas, if you had two separate but Didinim of 23, Ikovi Mekoyim Chitzlachoyim of Dinan, Beis Eskila Chitzlabezin, Ruchay Mehen. If you had such a Masa, then it went outside the city limit, and then even beyond that, you still have to keep on adding another shtickle. Why do you have to add the shtickle? They shouldn't go and say that this is chas v'shulam, a bezin katlunis that goes and kill people. If you're wondering why in Yerushalayim that they have to have two separate butidim, so we had already before in the Mishnah said that every single shoyftim v'shoytim v'tchalayt nechtim, titel chob b'chol sherecho, if you look on the Gemurah on Test Zayin Ummid Beis, the Gemurah says that we learn from that pusik that every shevet had to have a separate bezin, and every city had to have a separate bezin. And therefore, Tosi said on the side, you see, Test Zayin Ummid Beis, aklein chigatesis, shoyftim l'chol shevet v'shevet, and yesh bi'ir achas mi beis shvutim, if you had one city that was belonged to two separate shvutim, oisim beis anedros. And Yerushalayim belonged to both Ben Yumin and Yehida. Even in Yerushalayim, even the Besmigdish itself, part was in Yerushalayim, part was in Yehida. Yeah. Chimish, Rashi brings Chimish. Gemur brings Farashi, Rashi brings Gemur. One of them brings from the other one. Anyway, so bottom line is, Yerushalayim was Neschalker to the... Oh, sorry. It's good we have the Tishkoyer.
What is the distance diminishes the
Anytime a person will go to Bezin, he'll say, ha ha ha, I was here yesterday, they executed somebody. Want to see next Rashi? Okay. People say, oh, do him a good enough and do him a good yanko, do him a good barrel. So therefore, it's passage. See, move it up. Inami back to the Murki, the whole purpose over here is we want to give another 5, 10 minutes, half an hour, 2 hours, whatever, for the Sisvarech to go and take him. You make it further, give him a stay of execution. Maybe somebody will be able to, and we'll be able to go and bring him back. Meanwhile, how do we know? That's our pusik from our Mishnah. When it says chitz machne, it means all three. Who says three? Maybe it's enough. One. Nemekan chitz machne. The name of Purim is Srufim. Tfusai Purim is Srufim. Beg Drashi. It means the par koyin haMashiach and the par helim duvashol tzibur. There it also has to be chitz machne. Mal halon. Just like when you burn the par koyin haMashiach and the par helim duvashol tzibur, you have to do it chitz v'shulish machnes. Mal chitz v'shulish machnes. Afkan chitz v'shulish machnes. So therefore, I'm learning the din of Mekalel. Mekalel is just one example of Chas V'Shulam, someone who's being executed by Bezin. I learned that from Purim HaNisrofim. How do I know? But Purim HaNisrofim, you need three machanas. Maybe it's enough. One machana. The two nebun echad tukdu abraisa. In the pusik. V'hoitzias kol ha'par el michis ha'machana. This is referring to the par koyin ha'mashiach. Koyin ha'mashiach has nothing to do with Mashiach. It means the koyin gudl. The koyin gudl Chas V'Shulam did a chet. A regular yuchet brings a kizbo or a se'ira. If the koyin gudl he does a chet, then he has to go and bring a par. And by the Kohen Gudl, it has to be also just like a par helm dov shel tzibur, that it wasn't just based on his own actions, it was also based on a faulty psak, and then he went and implemented that faulty psak, and he went and did a chet, he has to bring a par. So what do you do with that part? A normal carbon chattis, of course, you bring in the base of Mikdash, and then the kehanim go and eat the flesh, because it's Kodesh Kedushim, Kodesh Kedushim. Masha Enkein, the Gabi, the Par, Kohen HaMashiach, the Par HaMashal Tzibur, is an exception to the rule, we have to go and burn it, Michitz L'mach. And the Pusik Shtayfa, Oitzi Es Kol HaPor, El Michitz L'mach. Zuk the Braisa, Chitz L'Shulish Machanes, all three. Frank Yimon Achamon, Atom Chishulish Machanes, El Chitz L'machane Achaz, maybe outside the Machane Shchina, meaning take it down from the Beis Hamikdash, and you can even burn in the Harabayis. Rashi says the Harabayis is considered to be the Machne Shnia of the Machne Levia, and therefore burn it there. Chalapuch is taken from the Harabayis. Burn in Yushalayim itself. How do you know Chitz L'Shulish Machnes? Kishi Yorim Ishtetech El Nichitz L'Machne Paro Aida. The next parsha in Parshas VeYikra after Parakan Mashiach talks about the Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur, and therefore Shteitan Och El Michitz L'Machne She'ein Tam Eloi Medustach in Gansin Ibrik She'kvar Nemar, in the same pusik that says you should go and burn El Michitz L'Machne V'Suraf Oisoi, go and burn the Par Helm Dov Shel Tzibur Kasha Suraf Es HaPar HaRishay, meaning the previous parsha that spoke about the Par Koyin HaMashiach, go and burn this one just like that one. So why did the Torah have to say El Michitz L'Machne? If you're doing it exactly the same way, by the par koyin haMashiach, it repeats it a second time. To tell you, you have to go and send it chitzli shtei machnas. How do I know shulish machnas? It says in Parshas Tzav that whenever you had the trimis adeshen, normally if you just took the normal small trimis adeshen on the daily symbolic trimis adeshen, you put the deshen right next to the mizbeach, and it got swallowed up in the ground. Shom Teis, when I take lechanes, they put down the dash, and then it sunk and was absorbed into the ground. I'm sorry. However, if you did Tumas Adeshin, which means not Tumas Adeshin, if you Haitzuas Adeshin, Haitzuas Adeshin means that if there were a lot of kabunas and the dash now has accumulated a tremendous amount, then you go and ship it out again, Chitz L'Machne. Where's that Chitz L'Machne? Again, Chitz L'Shulish Machne. Zukti Murab, Kishi Oyman, Chitz L'Machne, B'deshen, She'ein Tam Eloyman. You don't need to say Chitz L'Machne. She'ekvan Emar, it says the Gabi, the Par, Koyin HaMashiach, where do you go and take out that Par? You take it in Chitz L'Machne, Al Shevech HaDeshen Yisurev. You should go and burn it on the place where you go and haul out all the Deshen from the Mizbeach. Oh, so that the Shefach HaDeshen is Mechitz LaMachane in the place of the Purim HaNesrufim. So why does it have to go and say by the Deshen that I'm sending it out Mechitz LaMachane? So therefore I have now three times of Mechitz LaMachane. One by Parakah and Mashiach, one by Parakah and Shul Tzibur, one by the Deshen. To go in three Mechitz.
I'm not sure I understand this.
Okay.
Therefore it says it's a bit of a coalition. You know, it has to be like Perish, like Kohen Mashiach.
That what?
You know, it has to be Kohen Mashiach. You know that it has to be on Mechitz LaMachne.
Oh, good. So you have two now.
By Deshen, you don't know, but that it has.
And by Deshen,
it says something. I don't see what he says here. Now, Ashefach Deshen Yisrael, that means Par Kohen Mashiach.
Right. The Par Kohen Mashiach was burned on the Mukam HaDeshen.
What is Shefach HaDeshen?
Shefach HaDeshen means the place where they poured out the Deshen that they just pulled away from the Mizbeach.
We don't know that. Right now we're talking about that. That's the only thing. We don't know where the Shefach HaDeshen is.
Ah, so now that now we do know, because it says that it's Mechitz LaMachane, where the Deshen was, that was...
We don't know
how many Machanas yet.
Right. From this we would know. This is the third Machana. I understand it's going to be the third Machana, but we don't... Before it said Mesudah was paradition, it could have been enough. Mesudah was paradition, so I know it's just like paradition. But
that's good.
But here we don't know that you have to take it out. That if it wouldn't say Mechitz LaMachne over here,
yeah,
we wouldn't know you have to take it out Mechitz LaMachne.
Oh, so
or
you think
it has to be Shefach HaDeshen? We don't know what Shefach HaDeshen is.
So Shefach HaDeshen is Mechitz LaMachne.
But that only says over here.
Mechitz LaMachne says by the par. Koina Mashiach, that you go and take it out Mechitz LaMachne, and you burn that par on the Shefach HaDeshen. So putting two and two together, if you're going and burning it on the Shefach HaDeshen, Zeich of the Shefach HaDeshen is Mechitz LaMachne. How many Mechitz LaMachne? Two. So we have two Mechitz LaMachnes. So now why by the Deshen does it itself have to go and say, V'hoitzi on Mechitz LaMachne, Ich Maisach that it's Mechitz LaMachne, because I already have from the Pusik par Koina Mashiach that the burning was Mechitz LaMachne. Zeich doch that the Deshen was Mechitz LaMachne, Vashaitach Mechitz LaMachne. Therefore, you have three altogether. So I have three altogether. Why don't I go and learn the din of Hoitzi Esa Mekalel, not from the three Mechitz LaMachnes by the Purim and by the Shefach HaDeshen, Lemechup Len Meshchite Chit. What's the din of Meshchite Chit? Shaitach and Pusik. Ishish Beit Yisrael, Yerke Yisrael. Asher, that he's going Asher Yishchat, Mechitz LaMachne, O Yish Yishchat, Mechitz LaMachne, Be'al Pesach, O Yemoyed Le'evioi, and bring Nishna Korban, Chasashul Menichras, they have the din, Fin, Kuris. What's the din of Shchit Yichit? Malin Chitz Machana Achas. If you go and shecht a korban outside of the Beis Migdash proper, even on the Harabayis itself, and certainly inside Yerushalayim, and certainly outside Yerushalayim, you oyv Shchit Yichit. So what do you have to have over there? You only have one Machana Achas. It's Afkan Chitz Machana Achas. Lamuplein Nishka Drei Machana is only one Machana. In other words, learn the din of execution of Chas V'Shulam Ayid, not from the Shulish Machanas by the Purim, rather learn it from the din of Shechit Echitz, one machane. Everything will mistavri before Mesruf and Havla Meir. It's more mistavri to learn from Mesruf and why she came Hoitzei, El Michos HaMachne, Machshir U'Mechaper. Because the four similarities between Purim and Mesrufim and the case of the Mekal. What are the four? Number one, Hoitzei. Hoitzei means that both of them have a lution of Yitzia by Mekalshet, Hoitzei as a Mekalel. And the Gabi, the Purim, the Shuvah, Shetach, the Hoitzei as Kol Apar. So Hoitzei is what? Mashenkin, the Gabi, the case of the Shchitachit, Shtekish Kavard, Fin Hoitzei. Och Shetach, but both of them are Michas Lamachne. Do Shet Hoitzei as a Mekalel, El Michas Lamachne. And do Shet Hoitzei as Kol Apar, El Michas Lamachne. Mashenkin, the Gabi, Shchitachit, Shetach, Oyashe Yishchot, Michitz LaMachne. Steht nicht Asher Yishchot El Michitz LaMachne. Steht Asher Yishchot Michitz LaMachne. So therefore, both of them have the El. That's why I'm going to go and learn from Purim Mesruf. That's number two. Machshir, both of them are a Hechshir to a Dvar Mitzvah. What's a Hechshir to a Dvar Mitzvah? The Mitzvah of Chas V'Shulam of executing Rachmun L'Sklon Ayid. If the Bezin has that requirement, so that's the Hechshir that you go on this path to Chitz LaMachne. You can't go and kill him otherwise. That's Machshir to do this mitzvah. Same thing is the mitzvah of burning the Purim HaNesrufim. There's a Hechshir Tzegah in Tzitzilus. Mashenke and the Gabi Shechit Echitz, not only is not a Hechshir, it's a Chanav Aira. Don't go and take the par outside the Machne and shecht it. Go and shecht it inside the Beis Migdash. It's Nishke Hechshir, it's being forget. And finally, it's Machaper. both going and taking out the carbon, chitz l'machan, and burning it, that's part of the kapura process of this carbon. And it's also a kapura process for this individual, Nachmuna Slam, that was over in Isra, that he got the oinish of Isra, that's also part of the kapura, as Mr. Tamargin. So therefore, by shchitz chitz, nishka kapura, it's the oivin avayra, chas v'shum, Isra fankuris. So therefore, the four similarities. Because I have over there also four similarities. Shkein udam, choyte, benishuma, and pigul. Vus ha'is the four. Udam, both in the case of the Makala, the person that did the Aveda, we're taking him out. Same thing as Rabbi Shechita Chit. The person is going out to go and check the karm. So it's the Udam, Ish, it makes Yisroel, that's going to shech Yishchot, because the Machla. The Mashenk and the Kaibe Purim and Yisroelvim, the focus is on the Purim. It's not true, a person is taking them out, but the focus is on the Purim have to go Mechiz the Machla, not that the Udam has to go Mechiz the Machla. Then you have both of them as a Choyte, the person that's getting the Oynish of Misa, et Ketin Achet, and the Shechita Chit guy is doing a Chet. The person is bringing the Purim Yisroelvim and Machta Chamitza, there's Nishka Chet. Bin Neshuma, first Ha'is Bin Neshuma, so Rashi, both of them involved Natilas Neshuma. Here we're going to go and be Noitel Neshuma from the Mensch, Mekitim Nebuchadnezzar, and here we're going, this person doing Shechita Chit, and Nem Techavek Neshuma from the Behaima. He's going to Shech the Behaima. Mashiach Purim and Srufim, so Rashi, it's a Shon Gehargit. Nish Gehargit, Chasashum, it's a Shon Gishachtin. Shonishdu the Neshuma Bahamas from the Behaima. It's a Shon. So therefore, that's another similarity. And finally, Pigel. What's Ha'is with Pigel? That by side by shchita chit and side by mekal sinishdu can inyan fin pigel of having a machshuva chitz lezmani or chitz lemekoymoi mashenkin the guy who put on his rufim. So you're doing inyan fin pigel that even if you're shechting the behaima in the base mikdash, but I have a machshuva that I would like to go and shecht it or do the zrika sadam or one of the avoiders chitz lebeis mikdash, this is a pigel. Rashi says that's not the classic pigel of chitz lezmani, it's a pigel of chitz lemekoymoi. So that pigle is only shaykh the guy Purim and Esrufim. It's not shaykh the gabe shchita chitz and the gabe the mekalel. So therefore, I have four similarities. Both here is four, there is four. It's vayta. Why should I go and say shulish machnes? Let's learn only machne achas. Everyone machshemi machshir udeflay. Since you're talking about the hechshem mitzvah of Nebuch executing this yid that Nebuch did navaira and the bezin has to be manashim. And here you're talking about taking out Purim, that's also part of the Hashem Mitzvah, to roast them, and chisel machne. Therefore, I'd rather learn up three machnes rather than one machne. Rav Pupa says, Ichanoch arayif in the Shulish machnes, because Moshe, Eichav, Yusuf, where was Moshe Rabbeinu sitting when HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him all the mitzvahs? The machnevir, by him and vonim, by machnevir. V'yom lechamun hoit is a mekalim and chisel machne. So that's already chisel machne levir, which is already the second machne. Well, if taitach chisel machne, so take him out, chisla machna, into the machna Yisroel. And then it says, "Buzba yotzias a mekalim mechisla machna." Why do they have to say that? Matzchushin yizuk mechisla machna is chisla machna Yisroel. Hastachanayif in the dry machnas. This is mistumah because the Murim is mistumah bothered by Rabbi Yosef's kasha vilemedus fendashin. Therefore, machnas fear leichter. You only have to have two. One from the fact he's sitting in machna via nemteros, and the taka took him a rose chisla machna. Hastachshen al the dry. And the chapshat is, see, either he didn't have a kabbula, how to do the highly gatoira, but he and the messiah. He doesn't learn it, Mr. Mahat, under the drushes, so land for under that. I'll pick a kabbula, Mr. Benocha. Anyway, so getting back to Yimura, so Zuk Yimura, so now that's the raya from the Shulish Machnes, as it's the Machn Levia is Chitz Machnes one, but Yitzis Mekal Chitz Machnes all the way at the end, Chitz Machnes two is a lady. Freit Yimura, but this Yitzis Mekal, Haimi Boili Lasir, meaning, first they told Moshe Rabbeinu, Hoitzis Mekal, Zuitka Haibish Gezur, Taitzim Mekal, fine. And now they implemented it, but you see, so you can add that. That's not part of the tzivui amitza. This is the asiya, right? So you know, asiya b'edik tzivu afteim habachnocha pusi. And now you sell usi kasher tzivu Hashem as Moshe. So why do you have to have the pusi? You see, so become a chisla machne is doch ibrik to go and tell you shulish machnois. Rebchanai menekasher imer rotzer kodesh baruch hu lezakas is Yisrael. Ichach.